This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. There's a sharp focus on difficulty in finding qualified candidates and stubbornly low wage growth. Well, what if you could cut people's hours without cutting pay? One Australian financial services firm, Collins SBA, has put all its employees on a five-hour workday, as long as they meet their clients' needs within those hours, with happy results. Claudia Parsons is the company's operations director.
Everyone needs to be in the office by no later than 9 in the morning, and that's when the 5 hours starts ticking.
Seriously, though, productivity hasn't dipped a bit? I mean, if everyone's just looking at the clock going, woo, in 5 hours, I'm off.
I know, it's fascinating, but productivity actually hasn't dropped. We have found productivity has actually increased across the board because people are looking for cleverer, more effective ways of doing their job. Interestingly, we've noticed that sick leave has dropped by around 12%, and we think that's because people have more time now to relax, more time to exercise, more time to spend with their friends and family. Likewise, employee engagement has gone up dramatically. We've run quite a few client surveys and everybody's really engaged and motivated.
And there have been other changes too, haven't there? Like no hour-long sit-down meetings. I mean, those are just the scourge of a workday.
I must admit, no one's terribly sad to see the end of long meetings. So the vast majority of our meetings are stand-up meetings, and that means that people don't get comfy in their chairs and waffle on, which has been great. And we've also really, really critically evaluated the agenda for the meetings to make sure that there's no padding, that they don't go for any longer than absolutely necessary.
And what do people do with all that time off every day?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, people are doing a variety of things. I'm a working mother, so I'm spending a lot of time picking my children up and spending a lot more time attending their sporting events after school. But likewise, even for the team members that don't have children, one of them in particular is an avid golf player and he's working really hard on reducing his golf handicap, and others are spending a lot more time at the gym and with friends and family.
And are you getting other companies knocking on the door saying, should we do this? Or are people skeptical? I think that in people's minds, you know, even workers, the number of hours is still linked to the quality of the work.
We've had a lot of interest from other businesses in the concept, but as far as we're aware, no other business has taken on the challenge of trying to roll out a five-hour workday. I couldn't encourage people more strongly because the impact that it's had on our workplace and our team members has just been breathtaking.
Claudia Parsons, hope your Friday is short and sweet. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service.